From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nick Comble. The lecture series on the African-American experience in Missouri continued last night at MU. Chuck Henson, MU's Vice Chancellor for Inclusion, Diversity, and Equity, announced the launch of the series in December. Kiana Irving, a professor in African-American history at MU, stressed the importance of having these types of events on campus.
We hold the conviction that history is important to thinking about our world, our context, the context in which we live, past context and the like.
Martha Jones was brought in to speak at Jesse Hall. She spoke on Celia, a child slave that tried to stand up for her basic human rights. After what his campaign has called distractions, 4th Ward Council candidate Daryl Dudley has suspended his campaign. According to a news release, Dudley plans to return two large donations that were incorrectly reported. Incumbent 4th Ward Council person Ian Thomas says Dudley made the right decision to stop campaigning.
I think Daryl's decision to suspend his campaign is an appropriate response to the ethics violations that have occurred. I'm going to continue to run my campaign as planned, attending forums, reaching out to voters, and canvassing door to door.
According to Missouri Ethics Commission, candidates are required to file a disclosure report at least 40 days before the election. Dudley's campaign filed a report earlier this week, but it was due on February 25th. Dudley's campaign plans to return unused funds to contributors. Representatives of Dudley's campaign could not be reached for comment. MU administrators say they have high hopes for the future of higher education at the university, despite a projected $32 million budget deficit for the next fiscal year. During the spring general faculty meeting yesterday, MU faculty and administrators discussed the importance of research and community outreach to heal the university's image. MU Faculty Council Chairman Ben Trachtenberg says MU faculty should leverage their role as teachers and share the university's contributions with the broader community.
I think we need greater proximity with the people of the state of Missouri. We have proximity with a big and important portion of the people of the state of Missouri. That is the tens of thousands of students who go here. But I think there's a lot of places in Missouri where folks don't know what we're up to.
With enrollment expected to be down by 1,500 students in fall 2016, faculty are also assisting with student recruitment. Interim Chancellor Hank Foley says many faculty members advanced recruitment efforts this year by reaching out to accepted students through phone calls, emails, and high school events. A new study suggests that a community's affluence plays a role in determining a person's municipal court experience. St. Louis University conducted an exit poll of 753 people leaving courts in 13 St. Louis County municipalities. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the poll found that both black and white residents had a far better experience in communities where the median income level was higher. I'm Nick Comple, KBIA News, Columbia.